The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning, Envy.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Envy just made somebody so nervous, he walked in and said those words that everybody hates to hear.
What?
We gotta talk.
Oh, yeah, he was scared. He was like, what we gotta talk about? What we gonna talk about?
Nothing scares somebody more than when you tell them, hey, we gotta talk. Because normally it's not good when you say that.
And he was very nervous.
Hey, we gotta talk. I gotta check for you.
Well, I just wanted to talk to him about Game of Thrones. I seen it last night, and I was kind of confused. And I know he's a Game of Thrones junkie. And there was some things I just wanted to talk to him about. That was it. I don't know why he got so nervous, like he did something.
He probably did do something.
He probably did do something.
He found out.
Yeah, probably that.
Well, I seen
Game of Thrones last night. You gotta watch Game of Thrones.
I'm a little behind.
Yeah, you could catch up. You know what? You're taking a trip. You could just watch some on a trip.
Wait, in the Dominican Republic?
No, on your way
Memorial
there.
Memorial weekend while I'm partying?
On your way there.
I was just talking about this yesterday. I don't really watch a whole lot of TV.
You watch Girls. You used to watch Empire. You watch Love and Hip Hop. So there's a lot of stuff that you watch.
I haven't watched Love and Hip Hop in like 6 months.
Well, stop watching all that trash and watch Game of Thrones. You'll be addicted.
I just said I don't watch
it. It's amazing. On this episode, there was a penis. You would like that.
Oh, so that's why it was amazing.
No, that's not why it was amazing.
All right, I'm glad me and you are here.
I hate you.
Was it big?
I hate you. He had two warts on it, if you really want to know.
Wow.
Well, that's Game of Thrones. But anyway, it's Tuesday. We have
a
special...
Are you sure it was a wart?
That's what they said. I don't know. I wasn't looking. Mm. We got a special guest joining us this morning.
Who we got?
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Woo-hoo!
Now, last time we interviewed him, we had to interview him at his hotel. But this time, he came up here, and we had a chance to talk to him. We talked to him from over an hour, damn near 2 hours.
He came up here to our stomping grounds.
That's right. Great conversation and great talk. Now, also... What's going on with our juice shop? Now, if you don't know, Angela and I and Styles P, we're opening up a juice shop in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Juices for Life BK.
They already have three of them. This is going to be the fourth one, but we're just partners on this one in Brooklyn.
Now, I just want to drop a bomb from Angela Yee. Angela Yee is all over this juice shop. I mean, she is doing everything from the wood flooring to getting the permits.
I'm doing the wood flooring?
Well, you picking out the wood flooring. You're picking out the chandeliers.
I wasn't aware.
She's picking out the toilets. She's doing everything.
I even picked out the urinal.
Yeah, you picked out everything, and I'm very surprised. She's on it. Like, she's just like, Envy, you owe me this much money. Envy, give me this much money, but you are on it. I'm very proud of you. You are knocking this out. You're making my life easy.
Right, I found the location.
Yeah.
I dealt with I got us a real estate lawyer. Shout out to my girl, Jamil, that helped us out a lot.
I did do the cameras and the...
You didn't? And who did you do it with? What I had to do was I realized with Envy, you have to give him responsibility. I said, Envy, call Pablo. Who's the guy who did my cameras in my house and my Sonos? I just let him call him so he could feel involved.
But I am doing work. but that goes to what I always say. You can always invest in something. Even if you get two people involved, you get eight people involved, one person puts up $1,000, one person puts up $1,500, one person puts up $2,000. You can always invest in something. I never would have thought I would open up a juice shop. And shout to Styles P and Leo and... Of course, Angela Yee.
Can we call actually it a juice it bar happen. Moving forward?
Okay, juice bar. you just want so much control, huh?
I do. I'm very controlling when it comes to certain things. But I do think it's a great idea. It's going to be great for the community. It's going to be in Brooklyn, in Bed-Stuy. It's healthy, all fresh fruit, nothing frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a wonderful thing. And they've been very successful with their Juices for Life, just with their customer service, knowing what they're talking about, people coming back. Just, you know.
I'm
excited, too.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about scammers. $13 million gone.
Wow.
We'll tell you what happened. And Bill Cosby admits to teenagers and drug-filled romps.
Really?
As they call it.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Let's get in some front page news now. NBA playoffs. The Raptors beat the Cavs last night, 105-99, to tie the series 2-2.
Yes, I can't believe that Drake doesn't just let Party Next Door sit courtside when they're in Toronto just to distract Kyrie Irving. Like, that would be amazing. Like, but you better, you need to keep that in mind for game six in the six.
He didn't need it last night, though. They still won. It was a great game. It was a good game. I thought they were going to come back last night. J.R. Smith shot a horrible shot.
That sounds about right.
They fouled LeBron at the last it was like 60 seconds left. They fouled LeBron. He didn't call the foul, but congratulations to the Raptors. They deserved that when they played hard last night.
Let's be clear, 70% of the time J.R. Smith shoots, it's a horrible shot.
It was bad. Like, there was no reason to shoot that.
70% of the time and throughout his career when J.R. Smith shoots, it's a horrible shot. They just happen to go in.
You guys are down three. You have the biggest player on the court defending you. You shouldn't be shooting. You shouldn't be shooting. Even my son knows that. All right, now let's talk about $13 million gone in 2 hours.
Right, a South African bank was a victim of a bank heist. People on another continent actually made 1,400 individual cash transactions with 1,600 forged cards throughout Japan. Is that crazy? So $13 million are gone now.
That's a great scam.
It took 2 hours to steal that money.
Wow. Drop on the clues bombs for that ultimate scam. Not that I'm encouraging that, but if you're going to scam, scam big.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Sheesh.
So people can't get their money out the bank then?
Well, I'm not sure, but the way they did it was 1,600 different cards that they actually used. I don't know how they had time to do that within 2 hours, but it was 14 individual cash machines that they used. It took about $900 each.
Designer need to drop Panda out there right now.
Now, what's going on with Bill
Cosby?
Scammers
need an anthem.
You stupid.
Well, Bill Cosby did admit to getting teens drunk and high before having sex with them, and that he regularly had girls dispatched to him by a modeling agency. That's all papers that were unearthed, some old court papers. He gave those depositions back in 2005 and 2006 for a lawsuit. So,
now, when they say teens, what do they mean by teens?
Like a 19-year-old. One of them was a 19-year-old model.
Because the way they worded it, they make it sound like he was sleeping with underage girls.
Because there's a big difference between a 16 and a 15 and a 19.
They would have said underage if it was underage. When they say teens, it just means...
Nah, they know what they're doing.
18, 19.
They know what they're doing by putting teens.
I think it was just young girls at modeling agencies.
Especially if you look at this old-ass picture, this old-ass man, and you like, teens? Bill Cosby been old forever.
Now, let's talk about this Freddie Gray case. What's going on with that?
Man, a second officer was found not guilty. Officer Edward Nero was found not guilty. And what they are saying now, and this was for second-degree intentional assault, what they are saying now is they feel like there's six officers all together, and they feel like all of them will get off. If prosecutors couldn't get Nero for four misdemeanor charges, then it's not likely they'll convict any of the remaining officers either. So,
I mean, it's sad to say, I wasn't looking for them to get convicted anyway, right? It's not like we expected justice to actually be served in this situation.
A lot of people didn't find it very surprising.
I didn't. I was like, I thought they already had got off, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you're having a bad morning or bad night, whatever it may be.
And did we tell them the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be here next hour?
We told them that already.
Drop one of clues bomb for the minister.
What happened to all the liquor? There used to be liquor behind you.
Well, we took it down because the minister is
coming. Oh, and you cleaned up. There was all this junk on the floor by you.
Let's be clear. When the minister coming, it's like your granddaddy coming over, okay? So you straighten up, make sure your breath fresh, you know what I'm saying? Make sure the house is clean. Take all that liquor, put it away.
Well, can we get the minister here once a week then?
You took the liquor away and you cleaned?
You damn right. We'll bring it back.
I've never seen Charlamagne clean anything.
The liquor gone? Okay.
When granddaddy leave, we'll bring it back.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, tell him why you're mad is next if you're upset.
I know how to act in front of my elders.
800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hey, tell him why you mad, bro.
What's up? I don't know, man. I'm really not mad. Any day above ground is, you know, I'll never complain, even though some days are better than others. But
that's a good attitude.
I just want to geek out with you, you know? I just want to geek out with you real fast. What's you confused about that Game of Thrones?
Oh, you know what? The guy next door, Emmy's, he just explained it. You know the children of the jungle that created the White Walkers?
Yeah.
I was just surprised why they were fighting for us now and going against the White Walkers when they created the White Walkers.
That's what I was confused about, too. Yeah, no doubt. Okay.
All right, well,
well if you didn't you see it, spoiler alert.
Oh, speed, spoiler alert. If you didn't see
it, I don't know what
alert.
Y'all talking about. Who are White Walkers? Are they
Game
white
of Thrones,
people?
Game of Thrones, one of the most. One
white
of
people that walk. Salute to all the white people that's walking this morning, getting a little cardio. I appreciate you, all you White Walkers out there.
Well, they
salute.
All White Walkers, but I'm not talking about those White Walkers. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this corner's from the military. I'm mad because all of these white folks in the military, they act baffled when they hear another Dominican, like, link up with another Dominican. We all look black, pretty much. And they see us speaking Spanish, and they think only Mexicans speak Spanish, and they're so naive to the fact that other countries have darker people that don't speak the same language as African-Americans.
Well, you can't be mad at that. Just educate them, that's all. Just the same way you educated us just now. Just educate them.
You know how that goes, though.
You know how that goes. No, I don't know how it goes. Why do people say you know how that goes when you don't know how it goes?
Hello, who's this?
James.
Hey, James. Tell them why you're mad, bro.
Donald Trump has been a public figure since the 70s, and all of a sudden everyone wants to stop pulling the racist card once he runs for president.
Well, he's running for president. That's very important. Whoever's running this country, we don't want them to oppress us.
Well, Nate, give three reasons why he's a racist.
The wall that he wants to build to keep Mexicans the Mexicans out, even though he says it's for the illegal
That's
immigrants. Banning all the Muslims is number two. And if you spread that much hate and bigotry to where if a black person is at one of your rallies protesting against you and one of your followers punches the black person, that's all negative energy. That's prejudice to me. He's spreading the energy of prejudice to me.
I think he's named three, sir.
Anything else?
And he hasn't been so positive toward women either.
Three and a half.
Anything else, sir?
Well, he's running against a woman.
So, yeah, so being that you're running against a woman, you should be misogynistic and sexist. But let's be clear, he was saying, talking crazy about women before he was running against women.
Well, these are the people voting for Trump.
Those are the people that support Trump. That's it. Like, the people that support Trump show and prove why Donald Trump would be a terrible president.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. If you're upset, you need to vent. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Man, we got this tax money back, and I spent it, and bad thing, I done saved it, and now I don't know how to tell them. So I'm mad at myself.
What you spent it on?
Stupid.
How many outfits from Rainbow you bought?
You know what? I spend it on nonsense. I don't even,
what'd you spend it on? Know. What'd you buy?
She balled out in
what
Charlotte's
you got to
Bruce.
Show? What you got to show?
You know what? It might sound crazy, but I coupon, so I got, like, a lot of stockpile stuff, but I way overspent couponing.
How much money you got back in taxes, boo? How much was it?
We spent about $5,000 on bills. We got all our bills out the way, and the other $2,000 or $2,500, it was just kind of sitting there, and I spent it.
I'm not mad at that, though. As long as y'all paid y'all bills, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you should.
Oh, yeah, all of that is straight, but... Like, kids' daycare paid up for the year.
Oh, that's good. That's
good. You spent on good stuff. You ain't buying
no
stuff.
No. What she's saying is she spent the $5,000 on good stuff, but she blew $2,500
on BS. On BS, yeah.
See, you could have took that $2,500, you could have invested it, you could have made some money.
Or you could have, you know what? Here's a good rule. You could blow some of it and invest some of it.
You could have bought your husband something, but no, you're selfish. You're only thinking about yourself. What you bought him? What you bought him?
What you bought him?
What you
buy?
What you bought him?
I got him a watch. I engraved it. I got him a couple
you
things.
You tricked on hubby. I ain't mad at him, but you should have invested.
No, but he think I worked for it, and I didn't. Like, I was like, yeah, well, I did this, but I didn't do that.
Hey,
man. I'm lying to cover the tracks, and now it's going to blow up in my face.
Yep, it is.
You
said
you got some new tracks,
too? You might have some type of shopping addiction.
You did what you're supposed to do with your tax money. You blew it.
No, you're not supposed to.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, man, this is G from the Brick City.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yo, I'm mad at Charlamagne because I like Charlamagne a lot better when he was dark, out of shape, and he smoked weed every day. now the brother wants to be a sex symbol.
I think he's flirting with people, you.
The people that supported you from day one don't care about that.
You just made him rub his nipples, just so you know.
First of all, I like the fact that you notice I'm in shape now.
You
want to see this V around my waist? I got a little V down there.
You don't want anybody else to have your Charlamagne? Is that what it is?
Hey, I don't know who's that, but Charlamagne is DJ Envy. And DJ Envy played tennis in high school, so we all know he's a real softie.
Envy has never been this sexy. Let's be clear about that.
He's working on it.
I am very sexy.
And number two, I never smoked weed every day, sir. But out of shape, discolored, fat, yes, I'll give you all of those.
And I didn't play tennis in high school. I actually swam in high school. What's the difference?
No, it's really not.
Yes, it is.
Two different levels of bitch ass.
I actually swam. Don't be jealous that I know how to swim.
I ain't jealous that you know how to swim. If you want to be a yellowfish, be a yellowfish.
Only well, I gotta be yellowfish.
Only person never shouted out a yellowfish was Dr. Seuss.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
What are y'all talking about up there? Anyway,
go ahead.
I'm mad about this whole Freddie Gray situation, right? How is it that a cop that knows something that's going on, or even if he didn't kill him or put his hands on him personally, knows something that's going on, get completely exonerated? And that doesn't even make sense.
Bro, it's like bro. Are you really having this conversation? Like, we're having this conversation again. Like, you're really asking a question of why a cop got killed, got off from killing an unarmed black man?
The only reason, what are you going to do about it if you don't have the conversation? You got to keep bringing the topic up, right?
We do have to keep the conversation, but that's like asking, like, is Jesus coming back? We don't know why these cops keep getting off. We don't know when Jesus is returning. We don't know. I don't know. I really don't.
It's crazy, though. Something has to be done. Somebody got to get some answers somehow, though. I mean, you can't get an answer if you don't keep asking the question. And then we got all these part-time activists that, you know, when the story's tied, everybody's on it. But then as soon as this stuff happens, then I get this witness out and nobody says anything. You got to keep saying something. You're a man in power. You got to keep saying something. Even though it sounds like a broken record, you got to keep saying
something. You have to keep questioning.
I do agree with that. I think that initially when situations happen, we talk about it a lot, and then when the verdicts come in, we talk about it a lot. But I think if we keep the noise up in between, then it'll make them move a little different. Because it's easy to make something go away when nobody's talking about something. Like, it's like, oh, they're not paying attention. Let's brush this under the rug.
Well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Thank you. We got rumors coming up?
Yes, but tell you what, two guys got into a fight off for violating the bro code. You know what that is. Also, we are going to talk about T.I. Find out what he had to say about Chris Brown. There was some controversy over, I guess, how you should dress your young child.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, there was some back and forth on social media between Chris Brown and his daughter's mother. Now, his daughter was in dance class. She had on a tutu, and his daughter's mother posted the picture. And Chris Brown said, "It's crazy to me that a parent would be okay dressing our daughter like she's 16. I ain't cool with that. She is two." Well, that's when Nia Guzman responded, "If anybody thinks something is wrong with a baby mad at the world in dance class in her tutu, you need to go pray. Namaste."
Well, it's not that she has on a tutu. I mean, I saw the picture. You know, my daughter's 7. She does ballet. She wears tutus every Saturday. But it was just the pose, I think, that young royalty was in.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with the pose. She's in dance class.
Now, I mean, like, somebody like myself would look at it and be like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, she's there. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
It's always cute when we see them little girls twerking and popping and doing all them suggested
dances.
She's
not doing that.
It's so cute until they get older. Like, no.
She's not twerking or popping, but that is a little thought pose.
No, it's not. She's sitting there in dance class. That's how they usually pose at dance class. One leg up, one leg down, and she's staring at the camera. There's nothing wrong with that pose.
I've never seen my daughter do that at ballet.
There's nothing wrong. I don't think she's doing ballet. She's probably doing hip hop or one of those dances.
That does look like Fame, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, people are very sensitive. Like, if you put your child in a bathing suit or a bikini, they'd be like, why your child wearing a bikini? Because she's going to the beach.
But I'm going to say this. That's Chris Brown's daughter.
If Chris Brown
is upset, he has the right to be upset.
And that's right, too.
And if the mother says, too bad she's in dance class.
No, she can't say too bad. We got to co-parent.
We do this together.
Yes, we have to compromise.
If he's upset, then that's it. It's over.
And they have to figure it out.
It's a compromise.
All right, well, here's what T.I. had to say when he stopped by The View.
I agree with Chris. I just simply because I'm a father. You know, we see the world through the eyes of a man, and I don't think that anyone necessarily knows what that's like. And it's our job to protect our daughters from that type of perception.
That is a fact. What did T.I. say wrong in that whole situation? As the father of two daughters, I don't see nothing he said wrong.
And that's another thing. You got to remember, Chris Brown was a dirt diggler running around. He knows what it is, so he doesn't want his daughter down that path.
We all were.
And I'm not mad at him.
Exactly. So if I look at that picture and I'd be like, okay, yeah, she's in dance class. That's cool with the outfit, but I'm like, that is kind of a little thottish pose. Like, stand her up.
She's
a 2-year-old girl. That's just my perception.
Hey, look, Madison.
Hey, drop
one. You better wear a long sleeve right now.
And drop one of Clues bombs for Chris Brown being a father. That's his daughter.
Absolutely.
If he's not happy with the way his daughter's being portrayed, that's his business and his right to express
right to
that.
Say, well, absolutely.
This is how I feel about it. I feel like, yes, it's a cute picture. I wouldn't have put it on social media. That's something that you...
So if you wouldn't put it on social media, maybe you shouldn't take it.
I wouldn't have. Okay. But that's just because of other people. But it'd be cute, like, if you have any... Oh, look at how cute you sent to the family or something like that. But I wouldn't put it on social media.
I get both sides.
But I think it's hard to put pictures of your kids on social media sometimes. Period.
I get both sides.
You have to overthink it all the time.
No, that's why I don't. I don't put pictures of my kids up.
All right, Tyson Beckford got into a huge fight with DJ Ruckus all over him, violating the bro code.
Who the hell is DJ Ruckus?
A DJ who apparently was friends with Tyson and
a DJ in the city. He does a lot of the bougie spots.
In New York?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. All over, really.
Does majority of them.
All right, so Tyson Beckford was dating a girl named Shanina Shaikh, and apparently DJ Ruckus started dating her when they broke up, and, you know, apparently they saw each other in the club. Tyson Beckford's a model.
I know Tyson Beckford.
So why are you asking who he is?
I'm talking about the other two.
I'm telling you what happened.
This must be top of the food chain. I don't know nothing about it. I'm here at the bottom.
Well, anyway... Here's the whole thing. They got into a huge fight inside the club. Tyson said, let's take it out into the street. Then they went to the street and started fighting.
You don't want to fight Tyson Beckford.
Why?
I mean, that's what he does. He lifts weights and he trains for a living. Like, you don't want to fight him.
Well, they actually had to call the cops. They have video and everything of the brawl that happened all over, violating bro code.
I would assume that somebody named DJ Ruckus can fight. I'm just saying. His name is DJ Ruckus.
I don't know.
He's probably bringing the ruckus as far as a DJ.
Bring the mother effing ruckus. Like the word to Wu-Tang forever.
That's show ruckus one time. Shout out to Ruckus, too.
What ruckus at? Oh, yeah, he look like he can fight. When you got hair like that, you don't got a care in the world. When you got one of them little sassy hairstyles like that, you don't have a care in the world.
But
he will scratch your eyes out immediately.
But I ain't gonna lie. If me and you are cool, we homies, me and my girl break up, and you start dating her, you might owe me 5 minutes, too, if that's what happened.
It depends how you used to talk about that girl when you was around me. If you used to treat that girl like she was just another chick you was smashing and you would express that to the homies, then she just becomes property of the homies when y'all break up.
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the building. Now,
drop one of Clues bombs for Minister Farrakhan.
Has cleaned up his little nasty area over there.
A little pig pen.
Moved all his liquor. He's moved the liquor out of here.
I mean, you got to understand, like, when the minister comes over, it's like your parents or your grandparents coming over. So you got to get all the alcohol out, clean up the house, get rid of the drugs, tell your live-in girlfriend that she can't stay here for the next couple of nights because, you know, he don't approve of us shacking up. You know, it's like that.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We'll kick it with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
And this is why the Breakfast Club is the perfect balance of ratchetness and righteousness. You hear me?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club, and we have a special.
That's right.
Special.
That's right.
Guest on the Breakfast Club this morning.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has returned to the Breakfast Club. How are you, young man?
Well, you started it off good. The old man is doing fine. Very glad to be here with you.
Yes, sir.
I came really to express my gratitude to you and to DJ and to Angela for the privilege of being on the Breakfast Club that really helped the minister to reach the young people that made 10-10-15 successful. So I didn't want you to come to where I was. I wanted to come and be with you where you are most comfortable to say thank you.
It was an honor to have you.
Now, last time you came, we were talking about the march. We were gearing up for the march. Now the march happened. What do you think about the march and the turnout?
Well, the turnout was great, considering that we had no mainstream media helping us, but the media that really helped us was social media. Stations like yours and the young people showed up in great numbers, and the movement that began is now jumping. We asked for 10,000 fearless, and 8,000 or more have signed up.
Wow.
That want to come into the hood and present our bodies to stand between the guns and the gangs and let's see if we can resolve some of the conflict, create employment for our young people, and then take control of where we live. That's our aim, and we pray that God will bless us to do just that.
Did it bother you that networks like BET didn't support? It's black entertainment television.
But it's black owned by white. And when BET was owned by Mr. Johnson, we would not have had a successful Million Man March if it were not for Mr. Johnson.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some current events, Brother Minister, because people are under the impression that you endorsed Donald Trump for president.
I saw some good in Trump in this sense, that when a man refuses to take money from those who give money to politicians, and you don't pay the piper and sit back and let somebody else call the tune. So I thought that Mr. Trump, by saying, I don't need your money and I don't want your money, that meant to me that he would be free enough to work for the good of America. And I applauded him for that, but of course, things changed.
Yeah.
And then I was on radio in Chicago, and I was talking about Mr. Trump and certain things that he was saying, that he wanted to go into Iraq and just take the oil. And I said, he sounded like the Corleone family. Get it all while we got the muscle.
Yeah.
And so I said, this man is peeling back the onion of white civility. And every level of that onion that he peels back, more and more of the nakedness of rancor and hate and bitterness is coming up out of the followers. So this is one of the most interesting of all political presidential runs that I've had the blessing of seeing in my 83 years on this planet.
Now, I've seen Bernie Sanders said it's like choosing between the lesser of two evils. You're not a fan of Hillary Clinton either. So if it turns out to be Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, what do you think we need to do?
You need to pray. Look, Donald Trump is who he is. And that's one thing that politicians are not. It's all game playing. But with Mr. Trump, what you see is just what you get. He's not trying to be politically correct. He doesn't care. And when they say he's not presidential, I ask myself, what does it mean to be presidential? You wear a suit. You talk to the American people like you possess the character and the dignity of one who seeks the highest office in the land. And behind the door, you're the worst criminal on the planet, plotting the overthrow of nations and governments and regime change and sending drones to kill people you don't like. That's presidential. So if that's the kind of person you want, vote for Hillary. Vote for Trump. And you go to hell with both of them. As far as Mr. Sanders is concerned, he's probably the most honest of all of them, but we have to be careful. He sounds good. The system is rotten to the core. That's why every time we have had a presidential election, whether it's white or black, you always have to choose between the lesser of two evils. So you either vote for Satan or the devil, and you catch hell with either one.
You know, a lot of brothers and sisters feel like they don't want to vote this year because they feel like the system is out to get them anyway. So what's the point?
That's the thinking of the most enlightened, because the most enlightened know that the system is rotten. It's been rotten for a long time. Can we get out of this system something good for us? We could. if we were united with an intelligent self-interest that we could push, we might be able to get something. But Flint, Michigan was not an accident. That's by design. I'm on my way to Newark, New Jersey, and I just heard that lead was coming into Newark schools.
Water supply.
And I asked the question, whose schools? They said the black and the brown. Is that an accident? Mm. I don't think so. We are being designed to be destroyed. So unless we come together as a people and stop our foolish beefing among each other, sit down like intelligent men and women and settle the things that divide us from each other, then come together like a solid wall and we can make something happen. To answer you very specifically, the Bible says, talking about Babylon, God says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins and her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven. We don't need the Democratic Party. We don't need the Republican Party. We can get a little from both of them. But Elijah Muhammad said, we ought to form our own political machine. A machine that works for the oppressed. The oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, white, come together and form our own party and give the other parties hell, and then vet who we want and take down these crooked, rotten politicians that are in Congress, White House, in the Supreme Court.
All right, well, we have more with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan when we come back. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
That's right, we are the Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. We have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the building. Now,
for a lot of the young ones out there that don't know what to follow, because they went to the march, and they're excited. Now, what's next for them?
Where shall we go now? It's our responsibility to make where we live decent and clean. Mm-hmm. Chinatown, right here, is separate in an American equation. They don't feel like they're suffering because they control what goes on in their part of the town. They're the business people. You can't say, well, I'm going to set up a business in Chinatown and I'm going to sell shrimp fried rice and egg foo young. Not there. They will tell you quick, go up in Harlem or go up where you live in Brooklyn and you set up your shop. But you don't own the businesses in your own community. Everybody, all the immigrants that come to America, do you know where they find the American dream? By setting up businesses in the black community, providing us with our necessities, which we should be able to provide for ourselves. The Koreans have 90,000 stores in black communities across the country. What are they selling us? They're selling us a little hair. They're doing our nails. And the money that they make from us, go and see their part of town. Koreatown is beautiful. Chinatown is beautiful. Greek town is beautiful. The Jewish part of town is beautiful. But where we live, that's where the garbage dumps is. That's where the whoring is going on. That's where the pimping, the drugs, and the guns, and the gangs are going on. So that's where we live. So who in America would stand up and tell us we don't have a right to clean up where we live and make it right for our people? We got that right, and we have to exercise that right and fight like hell against anyone who would tell us we can't make our own community a decent and safe place to live for our women and girls, our elderly and our young. And we can't keep giving it to somebody else. And when they mess it up, we want to protest. Protest our ignorance in not taking responsibility for what we bring into this world.
Well, how do we retrain our people to succeed instead of being trained to just serve?
Because, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, it's easier for an immigrant to get a loan than to be an African-American or minority and get a loan.
Yes, and that's a fact, but not for them, because they go to their own bank, which they put their money in that they take from us. Imagine, Charlemagne, $1.1 trillion comes through our hands this year. That makes us the 9th richest country in the world. Mm. And those that have less than $1.1 trillion, they're building schools, hospitals, farms, factories. They're doing something for themselves as a nation. Here we are, nearly 50 million people, and we are here begging somebody else, can I have a job? Do you have something for me to do? Can you feed me? Will you educate me? This is the crime, the ignorance of black people. We have to erase the ignorance and get us started doing something for ourselves. And don't blame others if they don't want to give you money. It's a Chinese community that puts money aside. When their Chinese brother comes in the country, here, take this, set up a business. Look at the number of Arabs that are now in the black community. Look at the number of Indians from the subcontinent of India owning many businesses inside the black community. The hotels, the motels where we go for a party night with our girlfriend or somebody else's wife. All of that is done in our community, but the money goes back to their communities.
And I do think it's important for us to team up together and start things like investment groups to give back. Like Envy and I, we teamed up and we're actually opening a juice bar in Brooklyn in Bed-Stuy because we thought it would be something that's beneficial for the neighborhood.
Now, that's wisdom.
And using our own money, no loans from the bank, just all of us team up together, put our money together.
Now look at what she said. All of us team up. Individuals, that's dead unless you got a lot of money. But if you get 8 or 10 of us with the same thought in mind, we pool our money, open up something in our own community that serves a need of our community. Our people today want to spend their money with their own. Even if it costs a little more, we would rather spend it with our own. The first thing Elijah Muhammad said we should do with your first $1 million, he said, set up farming to feed your people. That's number one. A bank that your people trust you, they can put money in their own bank for investment. Let's start with farming first. Right now in the inner cities, they're called food deserts. And when you go to shop or your wife goes to shop, you shop in neighborhoods where you think the food is better. Right. And you can't afford Whole Foods because it's more expensive, but it's organically grown food. But look at all the empty lots in the black community. What's happening with those lots in our community? Suppose we went to the mayor and we want those lots. What are you going to do with them? We're going to set up urban gardening. We know how to produce good quality food. That's one of the first things we should do, because they're killing us through the food, through the water. They've got all kind of chemicals that cut your sperm count, and in your 30s, you have to go get a pill because you can't have an erection. So now you look on TV. Let's have some, what did you call that?
Viagra.
Viagra yeah. is one. What's the other?
Cialis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, see that one, you don't have to worry. Take a pill every day. And you won't have any problem waking a member of your family up and keeping them up for hours.
Envy over there like, I ain't got that problem. I got five kids. You got one on the way right now.
Hey, may God bless you. But here's the thing. When you got that child coming in, you have to be careful of the vaccines that your children are getting.
I was going to ask you about that.
There are scientists that worked for the CDC that have blown the whistle that they were a part of creating genetically specific vaccines that do damage to black boys. Get this, it's called Vaxxed, the movie, .com. V-A-X-X-E-D, the movie, .com. This doesn't mean that there are not good vaccines, but I asked the doctor, what's in that vial? He'll tell me it's X and Y. I said, how do you know? Have you been able to test that to tell me that what's in that is what the label says? We've got to set up in our own community our scientists and scholars that can check what is going into our people.
I've heard you speak about establishing a new economic order for our people. Like, what are those first steps to doing that?
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it like this. He asked us to take a nickel a day, put it together. There are about 8 million workers. We have now triple that number. What's 5 cents? You ain't gonna lose nothing. If you drop 5 cents on your child would say, what's wrong with you, Ma? I can't get nothing with 5 cents. But 5 cents a day, 35 cents a week, in a year is $18. If all of us did that, I mean the millions of us, in a treasury with somebody you could trust. Who do black people trust enough?
Beyonce.
Well, yeah, I mean, they love Beyonce. And I don't know how much they trust Beyonce, but they certainly love her. And if she would accept that responsibility, she could do it. But I think black people know the minister. They may not agree with me, but they know I'm not selling them out. They know I'll never violate my oath to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to work night and day for the rise of my people. I've been at this for darn near 60 years. I'm too old now to do something different. You couldn't get me to be corrupt. That's an impossibility. So if you can trust me and I offer my life and will take the life of those who would take the money and run.
All right, we have more with the minister when we come back. Louis Farrakhan's in the building. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Exchange, Bryson Tiller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the building. Now, Yee?
You said some things about women, obviously, throughout the course of your 60 years of us studying you. And one of those things is about how women dress and how we present ourselves and being virtuous and not being stripped down and not distracting men. But some women would say, well, listen, I should be able to dress however I want to dress. It shouldn't matter what I have on. I should command that same type of respect. I had the slut walk that's been going on in different countries and nations. And I would love to know what you have to say about that today.
I would say to my dear sisters, look, I'm in love with you. I love you like I love life itself. I respect and honor you because that's the way I've been taught and trained. But my dear sisters, you have to learn how to respect yourself. These things that make you attractive to men, they're called in the Quran your adornment. Your breast adorns your body. The beauty of your hair is an adornment. men don't freak out over our hair unless, you know, we a little strange, but but a woman's hair is a thing of beauty. Your thighs, we came from between your thighs into this world. You are not just a woman, you are a sacred vessel. Now, as a woman, yes, this is your body. You have a right to dress as you please. But when a fine-looking woman with a fine-looking form walks down the street, a man could be working with a jackhammer. And when he spies that woman, he'll watch her as she walks. Because if you don't have on something that holds the buttocks firm, you see a light basketball going. Motion. What, did I say something wrong?
No. You're honest, speaking the truth.
When we look at that up and down, you know, we look. What kind of thought comes up in your mind when that woman is that fine? Talk to me. You don't say, oh, what a great creature. Like a dog, you may say, man, I sure would like to have some of that.
Yeah.
That's not what you want.
But it don't give us the right to disrespect them either, though. I think that's what a lot of girls are saying. They can wear what they want, and that doesn't entitle us to disrespect them.
Well,
to not be judged on the way that you're dressed either.
That's fine. But you invite the rapist. You invite the pervert. Do you know how many men that are out of work that just stand around on the corner watching your daughters coming home from school? And some of them start plotting immediately. How can I get that? If you take a little time and watch forensics and see what men, sick-minded men, do, and I don't know whether it's wise for women to feed the sickness that's in the man.
Although I think rapists are sick-minded anyway, I see rapists molest and assault young children that have not developed at all, period. You know, people attack women that they're friends with, acquaintances with, that might not be dressed in any type of sexy clothing at all.
Yeah, I think a rapist is going to rape you regardless of what you're wearing. I understand what you're saying, though.
But yes, I mean, that's true what you're saying. But just look at what's happening today. My daughter is a nurse, and she saw a baby brought in. A man had tried to put his penis in a baby and split that baby from her vagina all the way down, and the baby died. Something has to be done. We can't live like this. And in our world, the penalty for abusing women and children is death.
Should be, absolutely.
But I have beautiful daughters that grew up in my house. I never saw my daughter's legs. When they were babies, yes. But as they matured, I never saw. They came out of their bedroom. They had a garment on. They couldn't go around their brothers in a manner that would inspire in a young man lust. I don't want to see our women abused. And when I talked about Beyonce, I don't talk about my sister in a negative way. I love her too much. But she's so fine. And God knows these men lust after her with the beauty of her form. So, my dear sisters, you're beautiful. And I would just ask, I mean, if you look at our sisters, I mean, we're not trying to enslave them. They, after they know themselves and love themselves, they want to cover themselves. That's the nature of decency. Cover. You have enough time to uncover when you meet the right person. I want a woman to think hard about the man she chooses to give herself to, because you are too precious to give yourself away to somebody that ain't fit to be in a bed with you. Have no thought of responsibility. He just wants pleasure. And after the pleasure is taken, you're like a piece of toilet paper. He throws you away and finds somebody else. You deserve better than that. And you should demand better than that from any man. And when you give yourself to that man, that's pro-choice. I choose to lay down with this man because I love him. He's shown himself to me to be worthy of what I have to give him. And then we pray that when you're pregnant, he won't run away from you. And, you know, sometimes these brothers, once you tell them you're pregnant, they don't want to see you. Right. They come back, what? Pregnant? Do you know what you should do? Now, I close that point with this. Brothers, look, we talk about white police shooting black men, real. We talk about us killing each other, real. Have you ever checked out the statistics of how many abortions go through the black community in a year? Millions of unborn life. Life that could answer the prayers that we have sent up to God. The answer is coming through the womb of a woman. You are sacred. You are the glory of God for man, and we want to always honor, respect you, love you, and be willing to fight and die to protect your honor. The reason why we are dying and our women are being spared is because in war, it's the male of the opponent after the male that he's after. Once he destroys the male, who gets the spoils of war?
The winner.
It's the one who wins. Why is your backside called your booty?
Pirate booty.
It's a treasure.
It's a treasure. God dog it. Why should we let any man come in and take our treasure, calling it booty? And why should we be that low down to do that ourselves? You don't know your power. You don't know the time that you're living in. And once you get that knowledge, then you can make a good decision for yourself. And I believe you'll choose wisely. I look at the freaks in Paris that design women's clothes.
Shoot, all men wearing them now.
What you say? Charlemagne, I couldn't put on one of them skinny suits. I said, damn, what is that? Your behind is out as a man. Well, who's spotting that for you?
Yeah, it's almost like if they can't kill us, they want to feminize us.
Say it again, Charlemagne. That's exactly right. The black male is being feminized. Have you seen these commercials? If you take this medicine and you find yourself developing breasts, stop stop immediately.
I think you went too far if you start growing breasts. Right.
That's the point. But it's a chemical reaction. We got to think now, because we're dealing with a scientist of evil that is called in the scriptures Satan. And he's working on us, baby. And I'm just saying this on this wonderful TV show. I think if we check what we eat and check the pills that we use, we'll find out that some of us are absolutely being chemicalized as we're being feminized.
All right, keep it locked. We have more with the Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Designer Panda. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
What was your reaction towards hearing that the gun used to kill Trayvon Martin was auctioned off by Zora Zimmerman for $250,000?
Well, that's like the cross that Jesus was martyred on. Somebody come along and sell a piece of it to somebody that loves Jesus? Why would I want a piece of the cross that you nailed my Savior to? Why would I want to buy a gun that you use to kill my brother? But that shows you the hate that is in the world, where you can offer a gun that killed a black man and offer it for $250,000. What about the gun that killed the 9 in South Carolina? How much will we pay for that? See, people are insulting us every day. Man, I just say we're going to wake up, man. What's his name?
George Zimmerman.
There'll be a time coming soon where he won't even be able to walk near us. What are you saying, Farrakhan? I'm saying what I said. There'll be a time when those who kill us outside of the law of justice will be afraid. They have to look over their shoulder every day, because the tribe is getting angry. The people want justice. And if you're not going to give us justice, we have to take justice. That's the thing that's coming. And if you don't want anarchy, if you don't want revolt, if you don't want revolution, then give the human being justice that is the joy of freedom. The people want justice. And that's why I'm so bold. Brothers and sisters, you know, I don't talk God. I'm backed by God. If you want to kill me, I can't stop you. But you'll die right afterwards. God will take America down in 12 hours by the clock. You have no power with the God I serve. See if you can stop the tornadoes. They're coming more and more. They like women dancing in long skirts. Check that out. Rain coming like you've never seen it before. All of a sudden, a flash flood. Stop it if you can. You got hail coming out of the sky the size of baseball. You're dealing with a God and the forces of nature. I mean, Obama and all the scientists of war here, you can't stop that. Let me see if I can wrap this up.
And we have to leave with a prayer.
Okay, well, I want to close this with a prayer. But my prayer's a little different. Look, neither Bernie Sanders, Hillary, or Trump can stop the wrath of God that is coming down on America. After this broadcast, the weather will intensify. I'm not before you of myself. I am a warner from God to America and the nations of the earth by God's permission. God is destroying America by degrees with the forces of nature, which you have no power against. I'm not crazy. I'm not a man that hates this country in which I was born. I want to see you get past what you are facing. America is facing that which will destroy her as a nation and break her power completely. You'll never make America great again, Mr. Trump, but you can extend her time. Hillary, you're a strong woman. You're an intelligent woman. You're not a good woman. But if you want to do good, let the black man go and stop deceiving them that you are really their friend. If you were their friend, why did you kill Gaddafi? Why did you destroy Libya and then create the problem of refugees running out of North Africa into Europe? That's your doing, Miss Clinton. If you love black people, why are you destroying Haiti? You got to take responsibility for the hell that you've been giving to our people, not only in America, but in Haiti and the Caribbean, and now in Africa. Mrs. Clinton, your hand is bloody. What will you do? You don't have a lot of time, And if you think I'm crazy, keep going the way you're going and watch what God does. That's the way I'd like to close my time on this wonderful Breakfast Club.
Yes, sir.
Eat that and get full.
All right.
The Honorable
Thank
Minister
you
Lewis
for listening.
Farrakhan.
Thank you
for coming
very much.
Brother.
All right.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes! Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, May 24th, goes to Loretta Lynn Armstrong, a West Virginia mom who was arrested for disciplining her child. Now, I'm all for disciplining your kids. I am a man who grew up in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. I had to pick my own switch, okay? Drop one of Clues bombs for everybody out there that had to pick your own switch growing up. What you know about that picking your own switch life, okay? That's why my decision-making skills are impeccable now, because when I was young, I couldn't be slick and bring back a little thin switch, and I didn't want to get something too big, so I really had to pick that just right switch in order to get that ass whipping. Not only did I have to pick my own switch, my father beat me with an extension cord once and made me go take a bath, okay? So when I had to go take a bath, the whelps from that extension cord in that warm water, Jesus. The reason he beat me was because I was flicking a light on the carpet of our double wide trailer. Okay, needless to say, after that whipping, I never played with fire again. As I got older and more out of control and started doing things like fighting in school, getting suspended, getting caught using drugs, things of that nature, my father started putting them hands on me, okay? I want to act grown. Well, I'm going to get these grown hands. It's that simple. So I don't have a problem with discipline, okay? When I look back on my childhood, every beating I got was warranted. The consequences to my actions were completely justified. My punishments always fit my crimes. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for that. Round of applause to them. They did a fine job.
I don't know.
They
made me want to beat you a little more, but go ahead.
Now, Loretta Lynn Armstrong, I can't tell her how to discipline her kids, but she may have jumped out the window with this one. Let's go to WCHS for the report.
A Milton woman in jail tonight, accused of beating her son and then trying to fight with police.
This is the Taco Bell where it all started. Police say the wrong toppings on a burrito sparked a family fight Friday. That landed 48-year-old Loretta Armstrong of Milton in jail, facing multiple charges.
There's a difference between spanking your child and punching your child in the face.
Armstrong now faces a felony child abuse charge and three misdemeanors. A lot of trouble sparked by a fast food mix-up.
There's no sense in ever getting in an argument like that over a burrito. Just let it go.
Okay. Loretta Lynn is in jail now, charged with felony child abuse because she punched her child in the face over a burrito. Now, I can remember the times my father punched me in the face. One was when he had just bailed me out of jail for assault and battery with intent to kill, and he told me stay my ass in the house, but no, I want to be grown. Out on bail, fresh out of jail, and take my ass back in the street. My daddy came to that trap house, picked me up, and when I got into his truck, wham! He punched me so hard that I saw the wham. Remember how it used to be on the old Batman TV shows when you could see the bam, the wham, the bop when the punches landed? That's what I saw. But I deserved that punch. I was out on bail and back in the same place that had put me there to begin with, so my father's punch was justified. But my father would never waste a good left hook over a burrito. Now, I understand Loretta Lynn is the mom and she's hitting her son, but I don't know how old this little boy is. He must be young for it to be felony child abuse. And furthermore, is the burrito from Taco Bell worth a left hook right cross to the dome? I can understand if this was Chick-fil-A.
I get it.
Or Popeye's chicken and nigger cookies, but Taco Bell? Okay, let me stay focused. Parents, you want to physically discipline your child, fine. But let the discipline match the offense. If you have to put hands on your child and go to jail for it, let it be for a life-changing offense. Because nowadays, these kids will try you now. You got these kids who will tell their parents, hit me and I'm going to call the police. Well, sometimes you have to show your child you're not afraid to go to jail, especially if it means teaching your child a valuable life lesson that will help him or her later on in life. But whether or not you forgot the guacamole or the chipotle sauce or the jalapeno peppers or the black beans on your burrito is not a reason to punch your child in the face. Please give Loretta Lynn Armstrong the biggest hee-haw, please. Just keep in mind she is from West Virginia. God bless West Virginia. Great place.
All right. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back earlier in the room, as we were talking about Chris Brown, and Chris Brown's baby mother posted a picture that Chris Brown didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter was at, I guess, dance class, and she was wearing a tutu and some leggings. Are they called leggings? What are those things called? Them little half sock things?
The tutus are for ballet. I don't know what they call it.
They're like dance
yeah,
leggings.
Yeah.
Well, like, he had a problem with it and said his daughter's two. Yeah, I think they're some type of warm leggings. Now, leg warmers, that's what they're called. Leg warmers. That's right. He had a tutu and leg warmers. So Chris Brown had a problem with the picture. He said his daughter was two, not 16. So is it inappropriate?
His daughter was two, not 16.
He said his daughter's two. She's not 16. She shouldn't be wearing that.
Okay.
So do you have a problem with the picture? Is it inappropriate or is it just an innocent picture?
I guess we got to post. I'm not posting the picture on my page. But no, I guess somebody got to post the picture. Where can they find this picture at?
I don't know. I looked at the
Shade
Room.
Is it on Ball Alert? Is it on Shade Room?
Nah, Ballroom, the Ball Alert doesn't have it either.
I'm not posting
the picture either.
I don't play with other people's children.
Me neither.
But I understand where Chris Brown is coming from. You know why? Because that's his daughter. And if he feels like his daughter was dressed inappropriate or looking inappropriate, he has every right to be upset. And who are we to tell him otherwise? That's his child.
We're going
to
talk about it when we come back. Chris Brown had it on his page, but he took it down. But we'll talk about it when we come back. If you haven't seen the picture, check out Revolt TV. Revolt TV has the picture up. 800-585-1051. Chris Brown has a problem with his daughter's pic. What do you think about the picture?
So we're talking perception this morning.
Perception this morning.
That's what Minister Farrakhan was just talking about.
Is it an innocent pic or is it inappropriate? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss. That was Jumpman. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Angela Yee told us about Chris Brown and he had a problem with something that his baby moms did.
Yes, they put their two-year-old daughter. She put her two-year-old daughter in a tutu, in a black tutu, and posted a picture on Instagram. And Chris Brown left a comment. It's crazy to me that a parent would be okay dressing our daughter like she's 16. I ain't cool with that. She is two. Well, Nia Guzman responded, if anybody thinks something is wrong with a baby mad at the world in dance class in her tutu, you need to go pray.
All right, so the question is this picture inappropriate or is it just an innocent pic?
I think the picture's a little bit inappropriate because of the polls, but the truth to the matter is it's not up to me whether or not I think the picture's inappropriate. If Chris Brown, that young lady's father, thinks the picture is inappropriate, he has every right to express that. That is his child. That is his daughter. He has to control the perception of his daughter. His daughter is only two. I have no problem with the way Chris Brown reacted to it. Sorry.
I think it's an innocent picture. That's just me personally, but like you said, that's Chris Brown. He's the dad. If he feels a certain way about the picture, they should have a conversation and take that picture off. But for me, I showed you a picture of my daughter posed the same exact way. You didn't think my daughter's picture was inappropriate.
Yeah, but you know your daughter's picture wasn't an upskirt either. Like, I mean, from what I could see in that Chris Brown photo, she had a little thought pose and you could kind of see up her dress. I didn't see that with your daughter. Your daughter was sitting by the pool in a bathing suit. I don't see why that's inappropriate.
Okay.
But some people did think that was inappropriate, Envy, when you posted it, your daughter. And I see pictures of your daughter all the time, like looking cute in a little bikini. I don't think anything of it. But I get that there are people out there that we have to be concerned about. I feel like this. It's never really a great idea to address things like this on social media because now that picture is everywhere. And that's exactly the opposite of what you wanted.
But then again, maybe Chris Brown couldn't get in touch with her. He wanted to make a statement. But he is the dad. He has the right. And as the dad, if I have a problem with the picture, take the picture down.
He should have hit her up can you please take that picture down? I really don't like the way that it looks. And hopefully he gives her the same respect if he does things that she doesn't like, that they can communicate with each other that way.
I'm with you. He should have called her, but you speaking from a grown woman's perspective. Them kids is 20-something years old. That's how they communicate.
No, I think she's in her 30s. Media. She has a fully grown daughter already.
Chris Brown's in his 20s. So that's how he communicates.
Hello, who's this?
This is Sean calling from Texas.
Oh, hold
hey,
on, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning. And if you want to see the picture, it's on the Breakfast Club AM page. So you could just hit up the Instagram at Breakfast Club AM. Now, what do you think about the picture?
Well, I already saw the picture. And my comment is, she's two. The tutu is appropriate if she's in dance class. Leg warmers, whatever. But I think that the pose is probably what causes the most problems.
That's it.
People don't think about stuff when they're taking pictures. She's a little girl, so if his opinion was she wasn't appropriate, then she really wasn't. The pose does make her look a little bit older, you know, and I work with sex offenders, so I'm very hypersensitive to a lot of things.
That's it.
The pose is inappropriate, but again, it's his child. It's her child, you know. If he has an opinion about it being inappropriate, then that's what it is.
I'm with you. It's just the pose, but once again, like I said, it's not our business whether or not it was inappropriate or not. That's his child.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this Pam from Harlem. What's up, Envy?
What's up? How do you think the picture? You think
how
it was inappropriate, or you think it was an innocent
picture? Yeah, you know what it is? It's the way that she was positioned.
That's it. It's the pose. She looked grown. That's
it's the pose, exactly. Now, if she been walking with Chris, somebody holding hands, or just standing up taking a picture, we'd have never thought none of it. We'd have been like, oh, she's so cute. She got a little tutu on. She's going to dance fast. It's the way she posed.
That's it.
It did look a little crazy, because I said, let me open it up and see what they're talking about. When I opened up, I said, oh, okay, I got to agree with him. And they always think Chris Brown be on something, but I got to go with my man this time.
Well, Chris Brown did say that it's crazy that a parent would be okay dressing our daughter like she's 16.
Well,
I
think Chris saw the picture.
Right.
And the pose is what, because the pose is what made me be like, okay, that's inappropriate.
He didn't think dance lessons.
He put it on the clothes, but it wasn't the clothes. It's the way she was actually sitting. The pose. That's it. It was
all
a
right.
little thought pose.
800-585-1051. We're talking about Chris Brown has a problem with his daughter's pic. What do you think about it? Do you think it's inappropriate or is it just an innocent pic? If you want to see the picture, Breakfast Club AM on Instagram. You can see that picture. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. J. Cole, no role model. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Very appropriate record, by the way, for now, the topic we're discussing.
Now, we're taking your calls right now, 800-585-1051. Now, Chris Brown has a problem with what his baby moms did. Explain to the people what happened, Yee.
Well, he didn't like a picture that she posted of their daughter. He said, it's crazy to me a parent would be okay dressing our daughter like she's 16. I ain't cool with that. She is two. And that is a picture of her in a black tutu.
And I told y'all from the beginning, it's not the tutu. My daughter takes ballet. She does the tutu. It's not the tutu. It's the fact, it's the pose. She got a little thought pose going on. And that's the problem. You see these little girls on Instagram, they be 2 and 3, and they be twerking and doing the latest dance. Like, oh, that's so cute. Ain't gonna be so cute when they 16, 17.
See, I didn't take
she
it
wasn't
as a
twerking,
thought pose.
Though.
I just, she was sitting there and the mom took the picture. Could it have been a better picture? Absolutely.
She looked
now,
like
would
too-
it be okay to send that picture like to your family and friends? Like, look at how cute she is
no.
in her dance class.
She look a little too grown.
See, now that I could see sharing things with just family and friends. Like, okay, that's cute. Look at her trying to look grown. But I wouldn't put that on social media for strangers.
That's the problem, though. You let a child be a child. You don't let them look grown. You treat a child as if that child is already the person they are capable of becoming.
See, but also, I'm Chris Brown. Show me the picture before you post it. If you know it's kind of edgy, you know it might be a little funny, show it to me first.
She probably didn't think it was edgy.
Yeah, she ain't thinking none of it. Wasn't she a former video girl dating rappers or something? Like, wasn't she?
No, so she just thought it was cool.
Yeah, she
normal.
Be normal. To her, that's normal. But once again, we can't tell Chris Brown, you know, what he should feel for his daughter.
Right.
If he feels that his daughter was being presented in an inappropriate way, he has every right to express it.
I just think on
Absolutely.
Social media, out for the public, period, you just be really careful about things that you post of children. Now, if it's amongst family and friends, and you send a picture to your friends, yes, you can send your family pictures. My parents have pictures of me and my brother in the bathtub naked. I'm not, that my whole family has.
Are they going to post it?
And that's what I'm saying. Your family can have that because you're 1 year old, 2 years old, but not for posting on social media.
No, I don't want my family to have those pictures either. How about that?
Hey, a thought pose is a thought pose. I don't want my daughter in thought poses, period.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is DeLon.
Hey, DeLon, what did you think about the picture?
I think that what he thinks that it's inappropriate is that's just ridiculous.
You don't think it's ridiculous? You don't think it's inappropriate?
No, she's two. If anything, you could probably get your child, your son or your daughter, like that young to wear whatever they want because it's cute and they can get away with it. And hopefully no one should be thinking that it's outrageous because then that kind of means that you're a little bit of like a pervert, I think.
Listen.
But if your daughter is 16 wearing a tutu that's like up at her ribs and like the rest of her body is out, then that's not okay because she's 16, you know what I mean?
Hey, once again, it's not about what we think. Chris Brown is that young lady's father. If he feels that she looks inappropriate, he has every right to express that.
Yeah, but we're opening up the phone line to get people's
opinions.
We're asking people their opinions.
I know that. I'm speaking of her opinion.
Oh,
she
okay.
said she basically said that it shouldn't matter. Like, if other people look at her and think sick thoughts, then it's their problem. But that's not even really the issue. The issue is how the father feels.
Hello, who's this?
It's Rob from Orlando.
Rob, what's going on? Good morning, bro.
What's up, man?
Did you see the picture?
Yo, look, man, that's... Hell no, man. I wouldn't post that to my daughter. Hell no.
Why? Man, what you don't like about it?
She looks a little too damn grown. You
that's
know,
it.
Grown pic.
It's simple. She looks a little too grown. It's just that simple.
Exactly. That's something that you more or less... You take a picture, you have it in your house, in a scrapbook or a photo album or... But now everything's on your phone. Everything goes to the internet. Everything's there. You know, you got to post shit. You don't got to post, man. That's for yourself, you know?
All right. Thank you, bro. All right, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is treat a child as if that child is already the person they are capable of becoming. Some things you nip in the bud early, and I want you to drop one of Clue's bombs for Chris Brown being a father who cares. Because at the end of the day, that's who this issue is really all about. Chris Brown caring as a father that his daughter is out there looking inappropriate. And it's not up to us to say whether or not she looks inappropriate. If he feels that way, then he has every right to say it because that's his child.
All right. Well, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about Fat Joe. Now, he is actually feeling kind of bad about some statements that he made. We'll discuss that. Also, Lil Wayne. Apparently, the beef with Birdman is not over. We got some audio of what he said while he was performing.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Charlamagne, that was an irresponsible tease. There's no guns involved in this situation.
I mean, you mentioned two goons, Fat Joe and Charles Oakley.
All right, well, the problem is this. We told you about Fat Joe outing Anthony Mason as the subject of the Biggie's I Got a Story to Tell, the New York Nick that was in that story. Well, Charles Oakley didn't like that he outed him. Here's what he had to say.
I think it's disrespect, you know, talk about a guy not still here, you know, living. I know Fat Joe, nice guy. But, you know, I played with Mason. I always got his back. You know, Biggie not here to tell the real truth. So I got to roll with Mace. He didn't ever tell me about it, and we was real tight. Mm. I know if Mace was here and Fat Joe, who else talking about it, they'll hear from him.
So he's saying that Anthony Mason will pull up on Fat Joe.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, well, here is Fat Joe, because, of course, he didn't mean any harm.
You heard from Charles Oakley or anything about those Anthony Mason comments?
I love Charles Oakley.
Yeah,
I worship him. I worship Anthony Mason.
He just
anybody who took it as disrespect, I'm sorry.
I love to reach out to Oakley just to like smooth things out.
Oakley's my brother. I love him.
Hey, we love it, Fat Joe. Okay, all you OGs, keep talking. Keep spilling the beans on all these hip-hop secrets that us, the fans, have been wanting to know for years.
Maybe not that one.
Maybe one day we'll find out why Rockefeller really broke up. Like, I love when these OGs spill these hip-hop secrets. And Fat Joe is one of the best storytellers in the game, by the way.
He is.
All right, and Lil Wayne, apparently things are not all well and good with Birdman. They did do that one song together, but I'm sure they have some issues they still need to work out because Lil Wayne was performing at Denver's 420 rally, and he said this during Saturday's performance. If you don't know what he said, if you don't know, because we had to bleep
we
it all out.
We need Rap Genius for this one. What did he say?
He said, F the BS and F Cash Money.
He said F Cash Money?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it again. Can we hear it again? Let me make sure.
You really want to hear it again?
Let me hear it again. I bet Birdman won't pull up on Lil Wayne like that.
And you better put some respect on his name.
All right, now Jay-Z and Beyonce, the rumor is the two of them might have recorded an album together. According to Page Six, it seems that this album will be coming out soon. And guess where it will be released?
Title.
Hey now.
Where else would it be? Ding, drop ding, one ding. Of Clue's bomb for Title, damn it. I got a fire Title playlist dropping this week, too.
Now, according to that source, Jay-Z and Beyonce were never going to do an interview to address all the questions that came up after Lemonade. Instead, they'll respond through their music, which we will definitely listen to.
Yeah, I heard that World Poker gave him $3 trillion for that album.
Really?
World Poker, yo. World
Maybe
Poker.
So.
World really? Poker. The same people that gave Soulja Boy $400 million gave Beyonce and Jay-Z $3 trillion for that album.
Wow.
And it's only an EP.
Really?
Ooh, $3 trillion for six songs.
Now, this
songs.
Is some irresponsible
wow.
rumors yet again. Now, let's discuss one of my favorite rappers, Eminem. Now,
Never
it is the 16th anniversary of the Marshall Mathers LP.
Mm-hmm.
16 years since that, and he reflected on the significance of that by selling some bricks from his childhood home. There's 700 bricks. They each come with a numbered certificate of authenticity with Eminem's signature on it. There's also a display stand, a plaque, and a cassette reissue of the album that comes with all of this. So,
drop one of Clue's bombs for Eminem.
He's selling bricks on the crib?
Well, it's a whole entire, like...
That's dope.
Yeah, memorabilia thing, and...
At least sell me a brick you peed on or something.
A portion of the proceeds are going to the Marshall Mathers Foundation that provides funds for organizations working with at-risk youth in Michigan and throughout the United
That's
States.
Dope.
By the way, Eminem is one of the most phenomenal lyricists that hip-hop has ever seen, but he'll never get the credit he deserves because he's white.
All right, well, he also has some new music, is what they're saying, coming out soon, so we'll keep our ears open for that.
Because
well.
Eminem should be mentioned on everybody's...
top five.
Top five list.
Yeah, but he has a lot of time.
I think he gets a lot of mentions.
Not
I
don't like he time. Should.
Yeah.
I think it's because of his skin color, too, by the way.
Yeah,
because
he's dead nice.
16 years. All right. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. The People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051 at DJ Envy. Shout out to our Revolt family. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.